Wingstop lives flavor, and you crave it. That's why we've created the Boneless Flavor Fix for you and your crew. 20 boneless wings, 4 flavors, 2 fries, 2 dips, and 2 cold drinks for just $20. Whether it's lemon pepper, Louisiana rub, or atomic, finding your flavor combo is easy, but deciding who you're going to split it with, that's a different story. The Boneless Flavor Fix. Just $20 for a limited time at Wingstop. The wing experts. Prices and participation may vary. See local restaurant for details.
Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, your weekly motorsports show coming to you live from the East Coast premier exotic, modern performance, classic car and hot rod facility, Bubba's East Coast Rides and Customs, and brought to you by the father and son award-winning car building team, host of the 6-year Silver Telly award-winning TV show, Hot Rod Reality, and 5-time back-to-back Best of Award winners, as voted by the U.S. Commerce Association, earning them 2 Business Hall of Fame inductions for building the very best vehicles in the industry. Let's welcome Bubba and Tom.
Well, good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
Doing really good so far, man.
Hey, man, Bub, it's been an amazing week. A lot of crazy stuff going out there.
Good morning. I'm just waiting to hear this announcement, dude. I'm sitting over here like, what is this guy about to do?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 huge announcements coming out of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports today. It's going to be an amazing show. It's going to go by very quickly. Pay attention. Good morning to my beautiful wife, Robin, and to your beautiful wife, Layla, Bub. The ladies have some great stuff going on over at Miss Outlaw Boutique today. That's MS Outlaw Boutique. .com. They're having a yoga seminar over there, Bub, from 10. What are the times over there?
I don't know, man. It's from like 9:30 to 10:30 or something like that. I think it's getting hosted by Liz Cray, I think is her name.
Yeah.
Super well known in the yoga industry. And there's just going to be freaking booty everywhere, dude.
Boys, honestly, get over there and check out the girls. Because, I mean,
if you're not signed up for yoga, just go stand there and act like you're window shopping.
Yeah, how about? Yeah, exactly, man. We were there late last night, Bub, for food trucks at Miss Outlaw Boutique. They were killing it over there. Mm-hmm. Great time in the streets. Mom had to carry me home again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
about that.
I wasn't doing it this time.
Mark Brown, my best friend in the world, was there. We were sitting there, part of the Marlins staff. We're having a good time. Some of the other coaches were there. It was a really, really good time. Bub, real quick, I want to jump into it here. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. This show is brought to you by bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Go there, see all the great stuff we're building, Bub, all the great stuff you do, man. Monkey in Paradise, monkeyinparadise.com. What's your paradise, Bub?
What's your paradise?
Monkey in Paradise reminds you, drink responsibly. Monkey
where
in Paradise.
Where are these pictures coming from? Alex, can you please tell us where the pictures come from on Monkey in Paradise's site?
Well, I'm in charge of sourcing most of the photos. So when I'm out and about being social, getting social, I find situations and pictures that are appropriate for Monkey in Paradise and the website, our social media. And everything you guys see.
Dude. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex from Monkey in Paradise. And we're going to be talking more about Monkey in Paradise very shortly.
Look at these pictures, though, please, for a moment. Just look at them passing by. Everything about that shouts paradise.
Sure does. That's man. It. Monkey in Paradise is the social vodka. What is your paradise? And Bub, not only Monkey in Paradise. GoodMorning.com, Mr. Tony Rienzi, the exotic guru. Car guru and salesman of the stars, Mr. Tony Rienzi, is going to be joining us live from the 9:30 to 9:40 time slot coming out of the bottom of the hour there, Bub, and Turbonetics, turbonetics.com. We're going to be doing some big, big announcements. Bub, great week this week. We had a new client come in by the name of Tanya Riley, who has a CD out. This is her second CD, Bub. I took the time to listen to it this morning in pre-production before our producer got us into the studio here. And I'll tell you what I walk away with, man. It's a CD that comes to you with some real emotions sung from the heart based on real life experiences. And it's kind of a fusion of like light rock, country and gospel. And apparently this has been handed down from her grandfather Ford, her love of music from her grandfather Ford. It's a really, really good CD. Tanya Riley, T-A-N-Y-A Riley.com. Check this out. I think the CD's on sale on her website for $9.99. It's a really, really good.
Only one problem with that.
Good CD. What's that?
I own no vehicles that have CD players anymore.
I know. Everything's gone to XM.
Dude, they're all like XM and Bluetooth. That's
but
it.
The other thing is you can download it, you know, and have it and then just use your plug it into your thing that goes into your thing in the car and Bluetooth thing and whatever. You know how that stuff goes. But yeah,
you don't have to plug in Bluetooth.
No?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I don't understand that stuff. I just get in and drive the way you've got it set up. Bub, really, really big, big announcement coming out of this camp today. This is something that's going to catch you off guard. This is going to catch everybody off guard. It does involve Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It involves Monkey in Paradise, the social vodka. It involves Cars and Coffee of West Palm Beach, the world's largest Guinness World Record certified Cars and Coffee, and it involves Tony Rienzi. Ladies and gentlemen around the world, I'm extremely proud to announce to you the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team has been developed and formed. We are currently out at the firm right now with Gio Hammerbeck, the world-famous professional rally car driver and drifter. Bub and Gio will be the lead techs on this BMW. It's out at the track now. I can actually show you the car if you would like to see it. Gio is boots on ground out there. We'll have the rally car down here for people to see. But between the racing events, we'll be out on the road with the tour bus in the just having a great time with this thing, Bub. And since you've not yet seen the rally car, there's the rally car that's out at the firm right now. It's there it is right there. He's out at the firm right now, and Gio will be calling us live from the racetrack. This is the first Bubba Edition rally that we've attended. We didn't want to say anything until this thing got launched and ready to go. But Cars and Coffee, Monkey in Paradise, Gio, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and others will be sponsoring this car. I have Reggie calling in.
So this thing needs some serious boost, is what you're saying.
Yes, Reggie's going to be calling in. Reggie did not know about this. And there's the rally car.
Oh, boy. Alex.
Okay, now just so you guys know how much I like you and all the listeners here, I was invited to drive this car today in Daytona Beach.
That's correct.
And I let them know that I had a commitment to be here that I made with you guys 2 weeks ago. So I'm passing on driving today here for the show. And next month I will be driving with Gio in this awesome, awesome
How cool is that?
That is correct. The race team has been announced. Bub, congratulations. Alex, it's going to be a wonderful relationship between Bubba's Exact Motorsports, Monkey in Paradise, Cars and Coffee, and TonyRienzi.com.
I'm excited.
We'll be getting the car down here. We'll be getting it all stickered up. We're going to be reaching out to Unity to put the suspension into the car. Through, you know, all of the sponsors
and that,
come together.
You know what's funny, too, is, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure I'm on point on this. Hey, that's Ian right there on the screen.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure Rolly from Unity Suspension was sponsored for BMW.
That's correct.
He was a racer for them.
Yep, that is. Yep. There's the inside of the car. Gio is at the racetrack now up there representing Bubba's and all of the guys. You want to show everybody the rally car? Bub? There it is. Show it to the world. This is a huge announcement. The only person that knew about this was Matt, our producer. I've been working very hard behind the scenes to get this put together. And it is official and it is live. So, Bub, congratulations on the announcement of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team will be at the racetracks with this car. It's going to be kind of a funny thing because here we're going to have two cars, especially if I'm at the track.
You should probably
one of them's
got
to go.
Stay on the sideline.
So,
realistically, just stay on the sideline.
It's going to be
track officials. Do not let him drive.
I've got to do a couple warm-up laps. There's something coming on the 25th. I think we have to be at the Palm Beach International Raceway. Is that correct, Alex?
Yeah, on June 25th, we have an annual Monkey in Paradise charity racing event where we rent out Palm Beach International Raceway for the entire day. And we invite our friends and supporters to bring their cars and race at the track. It's at no cost at all. We do ask for a $150 minimum donation to the charity of our choice.
Right on, man. What does that charity usually fall out to be?
It changes every year. Right. So last year we picked a family that had a sick child that had cancer. Wow. So all the proceeds went directly to that family.
Right on, man.
So, nice. So we find somebody that's really in need. And we work directly with that family.
Right on, man. That's very cool.
Really good.
We're all about that charity.
Yeah, it's an annual thing we do now. It's a lot of fun. Our friends come out and we support great causes.
Well, you know what? I'm very, very proud of you guys, man. Monkey in Paradise has been an amazing sponsor with us. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of fun with them, Bub.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
It's a shame we met them because I've had to crawl out of a couple bars, man.
Not me.
Oh, God, man.
I can hashtag control my monkey. We know there are others out there that cannot.
Oh, but Bubba, Thursday, we had an interesting evening out here in Abacoa, didn't we?
You do understand.
I heard Bub was seeing double, man, yesterday. I knew he was hurting when I picked him up yesterday.
We did, Alex, upon three gentlemen, go through two full bottles of MIP.
That's right.
At Jumbie Bay, by the way.
But we did not drive.
No,
we were responsible about it, and we had a great time.
Everybody Ubered.
Good morning to Larry Williams, Bub, who's listening to us out there. I told Larry I want him to get when you get home, Larry, please, let's go sit down and have a Monkey in Paradise vodka together.
Yes.
Mark Hoffman. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Hoffman has been a longtime fan of ours, and Mark Hoffman is a dirt track racer, and he is a very talented racer, very experienced racer, and he says good morning as well. Dave Crocco, we're going to talk a little bit about his truck, Bub. That is lot 378 that came out of Barrett Jackson. You just released that vehicle yesterday. Our producer did some drone footage of it.
Oh, really?
That's going to be, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I knew he did because all of a sudden I saw the drone come streaking across the sky from 3 miles away at like warp 12. Dave says, good, congratulations, boys. Only good things for you. Bubba Exotic Motorsports needs to go on my dirt track car. And yes, I will run 2018 dirt tracks in Florida. Mark, let me get you one of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports stickers out for your car. You're welcome to put that on your car, man. So big things coming out of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports with the announcement of the rally car drift team. And we will be on the circuit this year, Bub, and next year is going to be out of control.
Absolutely, dude. Every year goes further and further. It's just that simple.
That's exactly right,
Bub. Yep.
And I know we've got Alex from Monkey in Paradise joining us here in the studio as well. Before we jump into this big C10, Bub, Monkey in Paradise has a huge announcement to share with us. And I've been sitting on this one. I gave a hint on the live show the other day, but I'm going to let Alex share with the world some amazing news.
Okay, so here it is. This is our first time announcing this, and we are officially going to announce it Monday through our social media. But as promised, you guys are first.
Thank you, Alex.
My pleasure. So 3 weeks ago, there was a San Francisco World Spirits Competition. This is the Olympics of spirits. So there are over 2,100 different spirits that enter.
Alcohol-related spirits, not like ghosts.
And
that would be a manifestation.
This is an unbiased competition. So any liquor that enters, they change the container. It goes into a clear container, and it's numbered. Then there's a panel of 43 judges that do the judging, and it's pretty much the Olympics of liquor. So there's awards, medals awarded to the top of the top. Monkey in Paradise won the double gold medal
right on,
at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monkey in Paradise is your social vodka. They remind you, drink responsibly, and they'd like to know, what is your paradise?
Which is about as good as it gets.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's huge news. So, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Racing Team joins with Monkey in Paradise, who just won the gold. Bub, I mean,
wait a minute. You can't just say the gold, dude. It's a double gold,
that's
bro.
That's right. They
even better.
Double gold.
And to win the double gold, every judge has to agree that it's a gold medal winning vodka,
which is pretty good.
It's a huge honor. And this really takes us to the next level and proves that we are one of the top spirits in the world.
That's right. That's correct.
It literally moves you from now being no longer just a personal choice vodka. This is a proven winner.
Correct. We've always been a social movement, a lifestyle of fun, yep, and getting people to really identify their own paradise. So we're still doing that. We still have our Monkey in Paradise cocktail markers, but now it's proven that we are world-class top spirit.
Well,
doesn't get any better than
that. No, it doesn't. And I tell you, these are big announcements. These are big things. I'm very, very proud, Alex, that you are a major title sponsor with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You and Max and Frankie and Seth are the best of the best, man. Monkey in Paradise is clearly top shelf.
Well, we love working with you guys. We've had a lot of fun. We've met great people. We've enjoyed doing the events together, and it's been a great fit for everybody.
It has, hasn't it? A lot of years to go, man.
We've met a lot of fun people together.
Yep.
connected the dots together. So it's been a great relationship for us.
It's been fantastic, man. Been a lot of fun. And we're going to keep talking about this, Bub. You did. We're going to talk a little bit about the nano products here shortly, Bub. Jump into that. And also, Bub, I want to talk a little bit about Dave's C10 pickup that you finished, man. That went out. Please be looking for that. Our producer's going to do an amazing video with that. Bub, it went, and the client is blown away, man.
That's it, man. It's just, you know, that was here for what? I'd say a good 4-6 weeks straight from Barrett Jackson.
Yeah, straight from Barrett Jackson.
Yeah, that's about right. So it ended the second week of April. We just finished it up and delivered it to the client. What was it? Yesterday we did. Yep. He flew in from Canada. And he has a home here as well. So he flew into Lauderdale, came here, picked up his truck after dealing with, you know, good old DMV.
Yeah, exactly. That was pretty funny, man. Oh, that sounds good.
It doesn't matter.
Great sound in my head.
Yeah, in any state, man, it's just you always deal with problems from those clowns.
It's the worst of the worst. I've never seen anything like it.
It's over simple stuff, man.
The last time I went, I brought my noise canceling headphones, food. So I brought things to stay.
Like you're busy. Ready to sit.
So I knew it's going to be a half day commitment. And of course, I got there before they opened. 100 people in line already. Then about 2 hours into it, the computers go down.
Come on,
no joke.
Do you either sit there or you just throw your towel in and you walk out?
You cannot win.
Yeah,
you can't win.
So yeah, congrats to Dave. I know he picked that truck up. He and Frank are loving that thing. They're enjoying it. That truck is an absolute beauty. It's, you know, like I explained to Dave yesterday, it is by no means a truck you take out and race.
You don't
need to. This is a
driver.
Turnkey, beautifully built, solid platform, very, very good looking, show quality driver. Like you go out and you enjoy this thing. You start it, you cruise it, you enjoy it. You listen to the radio, you turn on the air, and you just ride. That is the point of this truck. You don't go out and you're not out racing up and down the streets. You just go have a good time in this thing. And it is specifically and purposely built for that.
Right on, man.
And it's to the T. It's dead on perfect.
Right on. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Rienzi is in the house. He's going to join us live at 9:30 from the 9:30 to 9:40 slot. So he's going to switch places with Alex and spend a few minutes with us talking about exotic cars. So he's here. He's live with us. But the car, the truck ran beautifully. Mm-hmm. You know, it came in. It didn't run at all.
Yeah.
When you got it, man, the brakes were messed up. As you shared, too many people try to rush these things mm-hmm. out the door mm-hmm. to get them up on the auction block, and mm-hmm. then the client pays for it.
Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time. You know, a lot of people think that because you're going to, you know, one of the number one auctions in this industry, Barrett Jackson, you know, whether it's here in Palm Beach, Scottsdale, any of the locations, people think that when you buy, you're buying something that is hands down perfect. You know, it may have a history to it. It may be numbers matching. It may be sitting in a museum for 40 years. It may be show quality, blah, blah, blah. But every one of these rides always needs something.
How about that, man?
To enjoy them. You know, they're, none of these things come across the block, at least in any case I've ever seen, that are perfect and ready to go. You
yep.
know, they come across needing something. I don't know why, but for every freaking one of these things comes across the block and needs battery and electrical problems. Every one of them dead. 2 days they sit dead.
Well, how about the wiring you found on Dave's truck, man? I mean, it just looks like somebody took housing connectors and
they were the yellow wire nuts.
Yeah,
literally.
Exactly, man.
And that's just, you know, little stuff. That's nothing more than either, you know, rushing or doing quick repairs or, you know, just things that aren't acceptable and aren't up to standards by any means in any facet of this industry. Nowhere across the board would anyone accept that.
Oh, listen to this. Dave Crocco says, the gentleman that owns that vehicle, ladies and gentlemen, these guys are real. You can trust them with any ride you might have. Just like building a house, these guys have a solid foundation. It's family. Say no more. Wow. Dave, thank you so much, man. We do care about what we put out there. Those positive vibes give me chills, man. It's just good.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, definitely. You know, we just, you know, like anything we build or design, you know, we take our time and we don't rush it. We just make sure it's right, start to finish, whether it's slow, whether the client gets pissed off because it's taking too long, doesn't matter. We make sure that it's right when it rolls out of here. It's just that simple.
Robert Simmons out of Fairfax, Virginia says, congratulations, Monkey in Paradise.
Thank you so much.
With the double gold trophy. You see that? Exactly. So he put two gold trophies.
How about that?
Look at that.
Two gold trophies.
So there are going to be two gold medal labels on the new bottles coming out this week as well. Man. So nice. We're going to get one over here next week for you guys.
Very good. So we can have it up here.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tanya Riley said, thank you for the plug on her CD. We'll talk more about it going into the top of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by our power adder, Bub's personal sponsor, Reggie out at Turbinetics, with whom we enjoy years and years worth of just such a wonderful relationship. Good morning, Reggie. Are you with us?
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
What's up, Reggie?
How are you, Reggie? How's everything? I'm sorry I called you at 5:30 this morning. I just couldn't let that information out about the race team until we were ready to go. And that's why I called you. And now you know. And take it from there.
Man, you were super excited, man. At 5:30 in the morning, getting the phone call, sounded like you had a whole bag of Skittles already, man. Just all that sugar rush, man. I love it.
And Reggie, he hasn't had any Skittles yet.
And I haven't. I've had a couple energy drinks, but that was about it. So, Reggie, the Bubba Edition Motorsports, it's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team has now been formed. Gio Hammerbeck, the professional rally driver and drifter, is at the wheel. He's at the firm right now. The firm is one of the most well-respected tracks in the nation. He's up there representing Monkey in Paradise, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Tony Rienzi, Turbinex, the whole crew up there. And let's talk a little bit about, I know it's completely catching you off guard. We are racing a 97 BMW M3 in the Rally Car Series. Well, let's talk a little bit about, between you and Bub, technically, how's that motor going to go? What's going to happen there?
It's going to go really well. I mean, we've done a lot of racing stuff in our history. We actually sponsor a couple drift guys already. So this is going to be an easy thing for us to do for you.
Hey, Reggie, I'll tell you what, man, you know, very much my personal taste in vehicles and the BMW line has when you put the correct power system to that car in terms of boost, those things can be freaking animals, dude, just absolute scary animals.
They can be, for sure, Reggie.
Yeah, I mean, you look at I believe the last couple of years in Formula Drift, the winner, the champion, has been driving a BMW. So those cars are nothing to shake a stick at, man. They're serious beasts when they have the right amount of boost and everything working together, man. It's going to be pretty exciting. Can't wait to get the info from this guy and then for us to help him out.
Well, Gio's going to be calling us here live. He is up at the track today. Like I said, he's in a driver's meeting right now. I just was texting back and forth with him. Very, very intelligent guy. He's very, very well recognized and respected. And he came out of retirement, so you'll know, to do this to for the race team. So this is a big announcement, man. And I think, you know, you and Bub and Gio can put together some nasty, nasty equipment, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, Gio says he's going to call in
please
now.
Please let him know that Tom, no driving. There's no backup car. They don't roll like that, bro. So don't even try.
Well, that's Reggie. They have no idea what this guy's capable of, do they?
Well, that's what's so funny, Reggie, because the funny part about it is that, you know, everybody knows I can wreck something. First thing I told Bub this morning is we better have two cars, one for one for me to wreck and one to be out there on the track, man.
Yeah, they don't roll like that. I just know that 100% for a fact. I mean, just because you see those cars sliding around the track, don't think that you're at home, Tom. That's just not how it goes, man.
That's what I do around my yard. I just drift in my yard.
That was your front lawn. When I came over that one time, I saw all these tire marks. I mean, like, who's been driving on the front lawn? Who does that?
That would have been me. I do it.
On your own front lawn, dude.
Wow, man.
That's pretty bad.
Pretty crazy. Ladies and gentlemen.
If I can say something real
quick. Go ahead, Reggie. Sure.
In my office, I have a bunch of the monkeys, and people are just, like, going crazy, like, wanting to know about the monkeys. They want to drink the stuff. I go, whoa. You can't drink this at work. Like, they think it's okay that, you know, when I get this bottle, that they sample it at work. So I don't think that's responsible mind, but is that responsible?
I feel like, Reggie,
let me ask you guys that question.
I feel like this is – okay, so I'm going to throw it out there in multiple ways. I'm going to play every side of the table here. One, is it responsible? No. Two, is Monkey in Paradise very good? Yes.
Yes.
Three, is it okay to make an exception sometimes? Yes. Four, your bottle should be to you, I'd say, by Monday or Tuesday. I know Robin already shipped that case out that Alex put together, the guys at Monkey in Paradise put together. It looked insane. So, five – enjoy.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined live on the phone. We are joined live on the phone by the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Monkey in Paradise, Tony Rienzi Cars and Coffee, driver of the rally car and drift car. Gio, good morning. Are you with us?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Gio. What's up, Gio? We have We have made the announcement of live from the firm. We've made the announcement of the race team that you are the official driver. I will help you driving Gio all the way around if I can lend my services.
No, not at all.
No.
Not a good
Gio,
idea.
Gio, we have Reggie on the phone.
No,
not a good idea. We have Reggie on the phone, who is Bubs.
Bubs is Power Adder. Sales and marketing manager at Turbinex. Do not let Carlos drive that car. Don't give him the keys. He just needs to be a spectator. That's it.
Well, I'm an instructor too, so I could probably turn him around.
No way. Well, I don't think so.
No. He'll turn the car around. You know that's it.
So, Gio, tell us a little bit about you're out of retirement for the race team. This is going to be big, big, big. We're going to have a great time with the BMW, the rally car. Turbinetics is going to put that power out there for you and Bub. We're going to put the other sponsors to this thing. You're out at the track today, getting this thing kicked off. Tell us a little bit about what's going on, where you are, and this is an amazingly tough course that you're on today, that you're driving, man. This is a hard one.
Yes, it's they have it set up pretty technical today. There's a light forecast. We got a little bit of drizzle, which will work good, so we keep the dust down. So we're up in Stark at where the rally school's at, and gonna have some fun in the car today and shake it down, test some new components, and we'll get it back to the shop and do some more stuff to it and do a little bit more testing on it.
So tell us a little bit about the firm. How is this track? This is one of the tougher ones. People can see it if they go to the website, gorally.com. This is a tough track out there.
Yes, there's quite a few turns. There's technical sections. There'll be asphalt to dirt, dirt to asphalt. They have a large jump that the Red Bull Global Rally cars actually clear it, I heard this morning, but we won't be using that part of the track today.
Oh, I'd love to be on that part of the track.
Yeah, they say they clear it pretty good, and I'm looking at it, and it's a pretty massive jump.
How was your driver's meeting this morning? Was it good?
It was good. So we just went over what the schedule is going to be like this morning, and we're going to get the car on the track here in about 10 minutes.
And as we move forward, share with everybody, if you would please, kind of where we are going to take the race team over the next couple years, and how people can see the car, can come watch as spectators. We'll of course be putting it up on the website, all the events that we're going to be showing up at. Take us through it a little bit now that we're back behind the wheel, and you're going to be out there, you and Bob are going to be out there as the front men of the team.
Yep, we're going to get our schedule finished up next couple days. We'll be focusing on a lot of different various events. We'll be doing some road course stuff, some rally. We'll do some surprise appearances at some drift events. And just kind of be diverse in whatever area we need to be for our sponsors and our team partners.
And we'll be tightening up. We'll be doing all of that over the next couple weeks, Bub. Getting all the sponsors on the car, getting everything done, getting everything in place. As he's out there driving this thing around the track, and I'm gonna be chasing him in something on the track myself.
No, you just keep watching.
Yes,
we'll make sure everything else happens. You just watch from the sides.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
Bubba, we'll get him set up and with the Vespa. You should be safe in that.
Gio, I think you have not had a full understanding yet. Reggie, you can back me on this. He will total the Vespa.
And it doesn't run.
Well,
we need to get him one of those cars like they have on Mario Kart or something. I think that he would be a lot safer in one of those than just trying to drive someone's vehicle. Like, that should not happen, seriously.
Or a bumper car.
A bumper car. That would work.
Yeah,
a turbocharged bumper car.
That'd no, awesome. No turbos. No, not for you. No boost, no power adders, nothing, dude.
Nothing.
Literally, you can wreck an electric car, so I don't know what else to bring it down to at this point.
I don't know either, man. I try my best, though.
Not really.
Yeah?
I feel like you put no effort into trying to do it right. You just wreck.
That requires some effort.
I don't think so.
On my part.
You literally, it's like, I'm sure everyone has seen those videos on YouTube where it's like a security camera that's watching somebody trying to parallel park in a parking lot. And then there's a car that's somehow like making this this turn that you're watching them try to make, and you're like, how are you not understanding? You need to be turning left, and you are hard right going into this guy's bumper. Like, what is happening right now? Where is the disconnect? That's all you.
It is me.
Those are all security cameras of just you. That's not in Paris. That's not in Russia. It's not all across the world in small streets. That's just you.
Hey, hey, and Gio, what's so funny about it is
the goal that we get Gio to teach him how to drive, and we document all this because this would be must-watch TV. So, Gio, I love you, brother.
We'll have to get some GoPro cameras then.
We've got them. The producers got them. Yep, we'll have them all over the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Monkey in Paradise, Tony Rienzi, and Cars and Coffee, BMW. It'll be right there, man. It's going to be right there on the car. Our producer's going to have his hands full.
We have a Cars and Coffee coming up soon as well, correct, Tom?
June 11th. June 11th at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall, 9 to 12. We'll be that's the dates of that one. So it's going to be a big one, man. Another big one. Gio, we're going to let you get back out there, man, on that track. We are so proud to announce the marriage of you coming out to take on this car. And it's just going to be an amazing race season. We're just going to build something extremely big and special here, Gio. And I can't thank you enough, brother.
That's awesome. I'll give you guys an update after the show.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Drive safe out there, okay, please? Gio, we love you. Thanks so much, man. Bye-bye. Reggie, you heard it. You've heard it here. We're going to jump into the 9:30 part of the hour. Thank you for joining us live on the air, Reggie, for the big announcement.
No
Bob
problem.
And Gio and you will all be talking. You'll be talking for sure about the stats and everything for this car and what it's going to need to be the fastest car on the track.
Hey, the other thing too, Reggie, on top of that, we need to – we need to finalize. I know our phone call this morning, the Turbonetics official 2.3 drop-in turbo for the EcoBoost motors.
You're out there getting it ready to go to California.
Getting ready to ship. So once that gets to me, Reggie, I will get it installed and polished, and that car is coming to you for Boosted Bash.
Awesome. You guys going to make it out there still, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm coming. Make sure no cars have any keys. This guy will try to move them.
Frank and his Dave Crocco and his brother, Dave, who owns the C10. Caller, I'll be right with you. I see you on the line there. That Bub just finished. He would like to buy a couple of bottles to take back to Toronto, Canada, if he could, please.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'll respond to the Facebook post and give some locations nearby.
Okay, sounds real good. So, Dave, because it says Frank and I buying a couple bottles to take back to Toronto. Congratulations, Alex.
Great. Well, thank you for the congratulations. It means a lot to us.
You're very welcome.
We really appreciate it.
Lou and Hayden, hello from Ozark, Missouri. Any ingredients with the gate this any incidents with the gate this week? No, not yet. But now that we've announced the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team, rally and drift team, I'm sure it's going to get interesting for sure, man.
It's pretty bad that you're known worldwide for wrecking everything.
I am, man.
That's, literally.
That's just part of it.
That's bad.
Caller, good morning. You're live on the air. Hello?
What's happening over there?
The only caller I live. Know is me on the phone.
.com.
What's up, baby?
I'm here. What's up, baby?
I know you are, man. You're gonna switch seats with Alex here in just a minute, and we're gonna bring you in, baby. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I think we just lost his phone. Yep. We're gonna switch seats with you and Alex in just a second here, and you're out front, so you're gonna come join us in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Rienzi from TonyRienzi.com. What a train wreck, huh? Alex, you think I'm bad?
He must be doing something. All he's got to do is walk into the production.
He's not a train wreck. He's just a little confused, I think.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he knows where we are.
That's exactly right.
Just walk in the door.
Think he wants to be
on the phone.
Yeah, there's a bunch of – I know. Tony, get in the studio with us. Goodbye.
I think he just wanted to be – on the phone and live in the studio.
I think he wanted
to say
did
both.
He did both.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful Alex from Monkey in Paradise joined us live here in the studio. He'll step back in and say goodbye to us on the way before we get off the air. We're going to bring Tony Rienzi in and switch seats with you for a few minutes, if that's good.
Sounds good. I'm going to give him the hot seat here.
There you go.
Give him the hot seat.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's a double gold seat. That's a high standard to try to fill right there.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Alex. Bottom of the hour. BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's MissOutlawBoutique.com. Monkey in Paradise. What's your paradise? Monkey in Paradise. Remind you, drink responsibly. And TonyRienzi.com. TonyRienzi.com. Exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. Ladies and gentlemen, you're getting ready to get treated to part two of how do you buy an exotic car, any car for that matter, and Turbinetics. TurbinaticsInc.com. TurbinaticsInc.com.
I think we lost Tony.
Did we lose him?
Guys, I cannot find Tony.
He's
Tony's missing.
Okay, I'm going to keep looking for him.
Okay, keep looking.
Tony's missing.
Might want to see if any of the bottles of Monkey are missing.
He says he's still on the phone.
Yeah, how about that?
I don't think he's on the phone anymore.
How about that?
So let's talk about, we have a lot of good things going right now. So not only are we under full production in the facility here, every department is killing it right now. Look at the Instagram for all of you guys.
Look at that Jeep interior you designed.
Go to our website at BubbasExoticMotorsports.com. Scroll down, click on any of the photos that you see, either the Instagram icon or any of the very lower pieces that show all of the Instagram updates, the photos there. It will take you to our company Instagram page where you will see the most live, recent, and latest and up-to-date pictures of what's going on in the facility. I will tell you, the Jeep JK seats that we are doing right now.
So let's talk about that for a moment, Bub.
It's insanity, dude. We wanted to keep this thing very much like everything we do here. We do it purpose-built for every ride, for every client. And what I mean by that is we like to ensure that, you know, we understand what the client and their goals are, what they use their vehicle for, how it's used, how it's treated, and we build to that so that we can make sure it is perfect. In this situation, we are building this Jeep JK, completely marine-grade upholstery, waterproof, very high-end, makes it look really, really good. And that's exactly what we wanted to do. So now it is one sick looking interior in this Jeep. That's it.
It's an amazing interior. Tony Rienzi, are you with us, buddy?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I hear a lot of background noise. Are you here at the facility? Are you doing a live remote today?
I'm doing a remote. You told me to call in, remember?
Okay, that's perfect. Yep, that's perfect. I thought you were out there in the lobby. Alex from Monkey in Paradise, get back in the hot seat, would you please?
Double hey, gold.
TonyRienzi.com. TonyRienzi.com. Tony, did you hear the big announcement about the Bubba Edition, Tony Rienzi, Monkey in Paradise, Cars and Coffee, Rally and Drift race team that launched today?
I'll tell you what. I had a couple cocktails last night, was feeling real good, so that was new news to me, and I loved every minute of it.
We did. We had a great time last night hanging out up there at Ms. Outlaw Boutique. It was a super, super, super wonderful time. Always good to chill. We were out there hanging with a bunch of the Marlins managers and Bubba, and just a really good time. How about that, right? Good people, Tony. Just good, solid people, man.
Awesome. Can you guys hear me, Clay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can hear you just fine, man. It was just a great time. Can you hear us all right? Let's just make sure that the listening audience can hear us as well. Very good, man. So, Tony, we're going to do part two here of how do you buy or negotiate a car deal? And people just kept blowing it up last week after you got off the air. And we couldn't, there was one particular thing that people kept referencing from last or 2 week ago segment about how to buy exotic cars or any cars for that matter. And that's when you made the statement about buying things and sending them up north. And because of their snow and because of this and that, and sending things that way and purchasing things from that way and bringing them down here, the convertibles and stuff, just really good inside business ideas. Talk to us a little bit about that.
All right. So let's say you wanted to not deal with a 4x4 or a four-wheel drive or a convertible. And let's say your situation was you want a Lamborghini or an Audi. Don't go to the Audi store and don't go to the Lamborghini store. Look for the trade-ins because Ferrari takes in a Lamborghini on trade. They don't know what that car is worth. They're not experts on Lamborghini. So the chances are you can negotiate that deal much better with someone that is not an expert than when someone is an expert, if that makes any sense.
Yes, but do these rules apply strictly to the exotics, or can they apply to, say, any make of vehicle?
No, it applies to any make of vehicle. So the same thing with a Lexus. If you're trying to buy a Lexus 2 years old, don't buy one from the Lexus store. Now, you're going to see them for sale at Lexus. You're going to see them for sale at Audi, at Mercedes. You have a better chance of negotiating when it's an off-brand. So you can negotiate that Lexus better with an Audi store because they definitely don't know what that car's worth. And chances are that will be an aged unit more likely at an Audi store than at a Lexus store.
Give us a definition of an aged unit.
60 days.
And we're not talking about grandpa's penis.
No. No, we're not talking about your penis, Tom. No.
So an aged unit is what?
Anything over 60 days, 90 days. The bank, you start paying the VIG on a car after 60 days. So
a car that's been sitting, was traded in and it's been sitting.
Yeah, you say you take a car in on May 1st. Well, on May 30th, you know, the general manager goes over to the used car manager and he starts breathing on him. Hey, what's up? What's the story with that car? On the 60 day, he says to him, you better sell that car. Now, if they took that car in on trade for 30 grand, that general manager don't give a shit if they bring 31 grand. He wants it sold. So that car could sell for 28 grand. It could sell for less than the dealership paid for it because it's an aged unit and the interest eats them up.
So Tony, how does the dealership then, this is a very probing question, but how does the dealership lose money on some of these deals?
Yes. They lose, they take baths, we call it.
And what do you do? Roll that loss into another car?
Yeah, they're going to make money. At the end of the year, you want more ups than downs. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember, when just remember this, Tom. When they took that car in on trade for 30 grand, they sold a car and they made money on the car they sold. Okay? So they don't look at what they can lose. They want to make a deal. So when you come in and say, I'm going to trade my Lexus in for this brand new Audi, they want to sell that Audi and they hope to sell the Lexus for a profit.
Well, what about you? You don't like buying used cars.
To reality.
That's correct. That's absolutely right. But what about you? You don't like buying used cars. It's like your guns. You don't like people touching your guns or buying secondhand firearms, just like you like brand new cars.
But yeah.
Then you take that hit, man.
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, I think that's all in the car you purchase. You know, I definitely got burned pretty good from Mercedes. Buying a brand new car from them and then less than 10 months later trying to trade it in, they gave me literally less than half of what I paid for that car, which is absurd. When you pay 90 for something and you get offered 43 on a car that's got 1200 miles on it, it's like, come on, dude, I still have the freaking stickers all over this thing. I haven't even, it's always been in my garage. That to me is an insult. But more importantly, it's almost them talking down about their brand. Like, you're telling me that's what you charge me for, but that's what you are saying it's worth in this amount of time. Me personally, when I'm buying a high dollar car, I'm buying it brand new, unless it is super, super, super rare, like what Tony sells. So like Tony's cars, everybody knows they're very exotic. They're very unique and very collector items. Those to me are not the cars that I would drive every day. If I had that kind of money, extra cash flowing around, I'd buy one of those to say I have it and to have that piece and maybe take it out on the weekends to Cars and Coffee one time, you know, once a month, whatever. But if I were to go spend $200 on a brand new car, I'm going to go buy a brand new car. If I'm spending $200 for one that's used with 3 months of time on it, I might as well spend $210 and go buy the thing brand new that no one else has even touched.
So, I mean, Tony, how do the dealers justify that kind of abhorrent behavior? You sell a car. I'm in a Benz right now, a bi-turbo 550 that my wife drives. I want to get out of the car. It's 2 years old. But they don't want to give me the money that it's worth. They don't want to and put me in this year's model. And I don't get that level of arrogance.
Tom, profit's not a dirty word, remember?
Yeah, right on, brother. Yeah, I guess it's not a dirty word. Because those people they don't mind breaking it off on you.
You're here to make money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always seem fair, though. You know, they'll promise you one thing on the front end. Oh, you'll come back in a year and we'll put you in the next model. And that's the one thing I said to them. I want to keep trading into the new model years. But then you know, a year's time goes by and they don't fulfill their commitment to you. And it really aggravates me, man.
Yeah, I apologize. There's a delay. So if I talk over you, it's because I'm on a delay here. But I'll say this.
No worries.
You know, when I sell a car to a guy, like here's for instance, I sold a guy a very rare car, and it was an $80,000 car. And then the guy had some complaints with it. He was going to try to repair it and send me a bill. So I told the guy, just send me my car back, and I'll give you your 80 grand. So I'm a little different than most dealers. You know, I'm not going to say, here's 60 grand for it. You know, I just sold it to you a week ago. I just tell the guy, give me my car back. Here's your money. I'm going to sell it again. So, and he'll pay the freight. But when a dealership justifies it because, when we were talking earlier about how can they lose $2,000 on a car, they're going to sell 40 cars for the month. They're going to lose money on five of them. So you want to be able to buy one of those five. So if you're an educated buyer, and, you know, a lot of people are not dealers, and they're very educated on how to buy cars because they're smart business people. So
you go,
if I want an Audi R8, I'm not going to go to Audi and buy a two-year-old one because they know exactly what that car's worth. I'm going to go and hunt the internet and only buy from a Ferrari store, a Lamborghini store. It could be Bentley, someone that traded that in. Now, if you say to yourself, well, there might never be one at those stores, then you're not working hard enough on the internet.
Wow, you know, man. There
you
it
do
is.
Your digging. You do your digging. Now, here's the thing. You buy that Audi. Audi might want $100,000 for the car. Ferrari might have took it in on trade for $90,000 so they could sell it for $100,000. But they didn't sell it because people that go in Ferrari, they want to buy Ferraris. So now it becomes aged. They paid $90,000. You go in there and you offer them $75,000. They're going to counter offer and say, you know, can you do the $90,000? And then you say, I'll do $85,000. They just lost $5,000. You just saved $15,000. And that's the only way I make a living. So it works because that's what I do. I buy cars from stores and I sell them to the public.
So, Tony, here's another question. One final question for this week's segment. You know, it used to be, and it's still done, you go to a dealership and it's horrific. And a salesman will tell you make an offer on the car and he goes, well, hold on, let me go talk to my manager. And he disappears and smokes a cigarette. And then he comes back out with green writing all over the paper and says, trying very hard on this deal, have customer reach into his pocket just a little more. And it's like, you know what? I want to slug this guy right in the face. What is that game?
Half the time he doesn't even go to the manager. He goes over and checks the score of the basketball game, or Michael have a cigarette and come back in. He tells you he talks to the manager because a salesman only makes a 25% commission above what the dealership owns the car for. So he knows that the dealership might own the car for $90,000 and he knows he has to sell for $10,000 to make $2,500 or $100,000 to make $2,500. If you offer him $85,000, he's not going to go to the manager. He's going to go walk around the store, go hide in the bathroom. He's going to come back and say, you know, the manager said no.
Isn't it a joke, Tony? Isn't it just an app? No, it's so true. Yeah, actually, you did. Yeah, the bathroom part's really funny. That's where I go to hide. Yesterday, I got to tell you, it got so busy in here yesterday, Tony. I went and just sat in the tour bus and got away from everybody. I pulled Bub inside, too. It got that busy, man. There were people here wanting autographs. There were people here wanting to talk. There were people wanted to meet. It was people. Oh, my God, man. I was ready to shoot myself, I think. But it was fun. But, yes, you got to hide sometimes. Yeah. You have to hide. So it just – what are your plans today, TonyRienzi.com?
So I'm going to give you guys an update and a shout-out at the same time. I'm over here in Davie, Florida at Twin Peaks with Floyd Rags. They have the big car show. It's Supercar Saturday. I hope I didn't mess that up. I'm not feeling too well today with all that liquor.
No, Supercar Saturday. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a big thing out here that they got. And we're going to do a rally for King David TV.
Right on,
man. Enjoy the day. Catch up with Monkey in Paradise and Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Awesome news with the Giorgio program. That is awesome.
How about that, man? Yep. And see, you didn't even know that was coming down the pike. Well, you know, he came out of retirement for this race team. He's an amazing guy. Bub and he are so technically skilled, man, that that car is just going to be out of control, man. It's just, and he's up there today getting the season kicked off for us and just doing all kinds of great stuff, man.
I love it, man. Awesome news. I love to see the family get bigger and bigger with more family members, man. It's awesome.
That's what it's supposed to be all about, man. Tony, you have a great day out there today, man. Just you know, thanks for being part of our family. Great time last night. Always, always love being around you. You're a lot of fun. You're a train wreck like Bub and I, like I am. Bub just goes around and cleans up after us. You know, he's got it like this. He's got like a broom and a dustpan when we're out together. You know, it's kind of funny, man, when you see it.
Gee, that makes me feel great.
Did Bub tell you I lost my car last night? Bub tell you I lost my car last night.
This freaking guy, dude.
He Tony calls lost, me and he was Tony like, lost the car last night.
He was like, "Hey, Bub, I'm in the Cardinals parking lot. What do I do?" I was like, "That's not at all where you park, bro. Not at all. What are you doing there?"
Oh, boy. Oh, that was a lot of fun. So, where'd you find your car, bro?
Bubba walked me through it in the other parking lot.
That's it. That's it.
Mom took the keys from me too, man.
I got a lot of knowledge up here. I know how all the streets are laid out as well.
Where'd you find his car?
Well, I knew where he parked it. Where? I just had to tell him how to get to it.
Was it in the garage?
Nope, just a parking lot.
Was it really?
Yep.
No.
Just a parking lot. Nothing special.
Boy, I missed a good one again.
Yeah, you
again.
Did.
Jeez.
Monkey in Paradise is your social vodka. Mr. Rienzi, Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly.
And Tony, could you please tell everybody at Supercar Saturday that I apologize for not being there, but I really had to be here and honor my commitment to be here live with everybody today.
Well, we're glad you did join us live.
No, I did. Really, I did. I already let them know.
Right on, man. Tony, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you again in studio with us next week. We love you, man. And we'll be talking to you later on today. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Rienzi from TonyRienzi.com. Right on, right, Tony?
Yes, sir. And last thing I want to tell you guys is I did not drive that car home last night. I had to find the car, but not drive the car. I went and picked it up this morning.
I got it. You were asleep in it, Tony.
.com and I'm out.
Ladies and gentlemen, there he is. My very, 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 very good friend, Mr. Tony Rienzi. Great guy, man. You got to hang out with us in person. What a train wreck. Ladies and gentlemen, my beautiful, stunningly beautiful wife and co-owner of Miss Outlaw Boutique, Robin. Good morning, baby girl.
Hello. I got to be quick. We have a yoga class here. I'm good. How are you guys?
And we're doing really well. How's Hello? Everything going over at Ms. Outlaw Boutique? How's everything going over at Ms. Outlaw Boutique, hon?
Well, we're having our first yoga class here.
I know. Let's talk about it.
How's that going?
Tell the world about it, honey.
It's actually going pretty good. She's got about 10 people here, and that's about all we could fit in. So that's why it was limited space for people to sign up and everything. But
Alex said he's on his way.
I'm a huge
yoga fan. You tell Alex I have a mat for him. He can start.
I'm on my way right after the show.
Vinny wants you to know he's going to come too, babe.
Alex said the downward dog.
Vinny too. you guys got them all there today.
Yeah, the whole the lot's full of fans and people out there, babe. It's a good time. Hey, sweetie, I know I hadn't shared with anybody the announcement of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team, and it's not that I was trying to withhold it from you. I just didn't want to say anything about it prior to knowing that we had made the event today. Exciting news. It's a big, big step in the evolution of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We do need Miss Outlaw Boutique's some kind of graphics to put on the rally car, if I can get that from you, please.
Yeah, we can work that out. Yeah, no problem. But I got to get back into the car.
It'd actually be pretty.
I just stepped out to make the phone real quick.
But, hon, all right, sweetie, just tell us a little bit about what's going on over at Ms. Outlaw Boutique today. That's MissOutlawBoutique.com. We've got yoga today. Well, we got boys peering through the window and slobbering on the glass.
Well, the doors are open, so they can just come in and watch. We got bar stools. Anyway, I got to get going,
is there
really.
Still any Monkey Paradise left there?
Wait, also they have Live Live for Jake this morning around Abacoa, and then over in the stadium, they have a yard sale going on.
Dang, so it. We just did ours last week. We should just drug all our crap to the stadium.
Speaking of bar stools, well, honey, thank you for getting me home safe over. Last night.
Yeah, that's exactly of course. Right. That's
thanks for getting us home safe last night, babe. All right. Well, no, that's not
okay,
what
I gotta
for,
go. Love you guys.
It was a lot of fun last night at Miss Outlaw Boutique. All right, I love you, Chase. Hey, Robin. We'll talk to you later now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, bye. There she is. There she is.
But there's something even bigger on the horizon that you haven't even dropped yet. We need to talk about and release the Monkey in Paradise race car. It hasn't even been done yet.
We haven't talked about it yet because
we haven't talked about it, and it's official. It was just
thought that's going to be a surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise.
There it is.
No, it's a surprise for sure. It's a surprise coming. Mm-hmm. Now that you mention the drift team with the BMW M class, by the way, that thing's going to be an animal.
I'm so proud of this race team that we put together.
Anytime
a lot
you
of
can
work.
Go from where you're running asphalt to dirt, you know, you have to not only be skilled, but you have to have a car that is very multi-purpose. That cannot happen with the C7 MIP race car. It'll never happen. That car will not do good on dirt.
Well, I can drive it on the dirt.
No, you couldn't drive it anywhere.
The heck I couldn't.
Anywhere. Not at all.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you.
You know me. I can operate anything. What do they say? I can wheel this ride.
Yeah, you can wheel it all right.
How about
right
that?
Into the side of something else.
That car is going to be really hot. I know that's going to be making a debut. For sure, it'll be down on Bubba's Boulevard during Supercar Week because I believe all the monkey cars are going to be right there on Bubba's Boulevard.
I'm going to throw a sneak peek just so people can see what we've got going here.
Bub, why is there SpongeBob SquarePants on your phone?
Yo, don't worry about that guy.
Huh?
Come on.
And there's a Little Mermaid or something?
Yeah. Just keep going for a second.
Okay, so anyways, these cars will all the cars that you see and hear about will be on Bubba's Boulevard at Supercar Week down there, right there off of Flagler and South Avernia.
For sure. We'll have the Monkey in Paradise cars there in yep. force on Bubba's Boulevard.
Right there, man. It's going to be a great time, super time. There is the Monkey in Paradise C7 Corvette that's in production or will go into production here very shortly. That is kind of the rendered version of it and how it's going to look. It's really, really cool, man.
So get ready for that car to come out and just clean the streets of South Florida. We'll leave it at that.
It's going to be amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't join us last week at Cars and Coffee, it was our first attendance there. It was the most well-organized event I think I've ever been to. It was one of the best shows we've ever been to. We were treated like royalty. It was amazing. The crowd was good. There wasn't a lot of doc chatter and gossip. I mean, just a beautiful, beautiful show, Bub.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Cars and Coffee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great time.
Wasn't it amazing?
Great time. No, it was a really good time. All the photos that I've seen come through from it, you know, there's so many photographers that go out there and do stuff that post it up. You know, you eventually come across it, you know, a couple weeks after the event. And, you know, I've seen the stuff. It's just amazing, dude. It was a really good time, really good hangout. Nobody acted stupid. Just a lot of high-end cars, really good looking stuff, great food, great drinks, chill time, great Man. Music, literally party zone. At 9 a.m.
And the way John and Max had that completely coordinated, man, was unbelievable. It was cool because we were coming down the road and you were driving the Diablo and Layla was driving a Porsche. I was driving a Porsche. And then all of a sudden, just in the rearview mirrors, you're flanked with Lamborghinis, Corvettes, and everybody's just heading to this one place. And I think there was the last count was 17,000 people had arrived, including Jerry Seinfeld. He was there as well.
Did you guys see the HD video that somebody put out from Cars and Coffee?
Yes, I saw that.
It was
I think
really
I did.
Well done. I'm not sure who did it, but that's worth it.
There was one
out.
That was like 5 minutes long, maybe.
Yeah, they did some slow motion. Yeah.
Really good. The music was good. The editing was good.
By the way, did you see the Bubba Edition Monkey in Paradise Turbinex Porsche in that video? It was right there.
I saw it.
Yep. They filmed it right there in the line of exotics pulling in, man.
Oh, that's on my wall. Yeah, I did share that one. Yeah. Yeah.
The Diablo was in there too.
Diablo was in. Yep. That was there.
I mean, I was literally like just trying to, you know, I was trying to be a really just calm, peaceful driver. I'm pretty smooth when I cruise on the road. I just chill, do my thing, stay in my lane and just cruise. You know, I'm not like a dickhead on the road like some people in this room.
Like me.
I could say two names here.
I stuffed my nose right up under your bumper though.
man, I'm cruising and I'm literally cruising in the Diablo in the middle of 95, maybe with traffic 90 miles an hour.
100, that's too slow here though, man.
No, I'm telling you, I was literally cruising, waiting for you and Layla. You guys were behind. Kid you not, dude. I heard this thing just freaking this animal just come screaming from behind. And before you know it was Layla just
down the road
gone
in the Porsche.
No way I was catching her.
Yeah.
gone.
That turbinate.
I guarantee she went past me at 140, 150. Yeah, guarantee.
But that's nothing for
just
that
cruising,
car.
Dude. Yeah, she was gone.
That's where that car starts to get
literally. I turned on my hazards and got in the right lane. I was like, I'm not even going to try to chase her.
Shift back into, yeah, go back to fourth gear. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the top of the hour. This has been a coming out of this camp. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and drift team, drift and rally team is live. It's official. It's been done. Monkey in Paradise, Alex and crew, congratulations. 2 gold medals for the Monkey in Paradise vodka. We encourage you, go out and check out Tanya Riley's new CD. Bub, can you show everybody that again? TanyaRiley.com. Go out and check out that CD, and she will autograph those and send them to you as well. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, man, where you'll see all the great stuff that we do. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, where they're doing Rebel Yoga today, this morning. Great thing. Guys, go out there and drool. I would. How about that? By the way, Dr. Van Sice is in the Dominican Republic, speaking of drooling. Monkey in Paradise. That's monkeyinparadise.com. Monkey in Paradise wants to know what your drink responsibly. How about that? Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com. Reggie went out. Turbinetics, we love you. TurbinetticsInc.com. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.
That's it. We're out of time. That does it for this edition of Doing It, Bubba style. If you want to see the very latest Bubba and Tom have going on, visit their website at bubbascustomcars.com. That's bubbascustomcars.com, where you will be linked to all of their social media as well. If you'd like to talk to Bubba and Tom live during the show, call in every Saturday morning at 714-242-5166 between 9 and 9:30 a.m. That's 714-242-5166. Make sure you sit out every day to touch somebody's life in a positive manner. And until next time, keep on doing it Bubba style.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Wingstop lives flavor, and you crave it. That's why we've created the Boneless Flavor Fix for you and your crew. 20 boneless wings, 4 flavors, 2 fries, 2 dips, and 2 cold drinks for just $20. Whether it's lemon pepper, Louisiana rub, or atomic, finding your flavor combo is easy. But deciding who you're going to split it with, that's a different story. The Boneless Flavor Fix. Just $20 for a limited time at Wingstop. The wing experts. Prices and participation may vary. See local restaurant for details.